Praise the Lord. Can I tell you what ministry that is neglected, that yet is so important? To visit the sick. To visit somebody that needs comfort. When I say visit the sick, I mean brethren who are sick. Brethren who have problem. Brethren inside police case. Held up there. Brethren who have one problem, who are bereaved. That visit that you visit, it brings comfort to the person. It makes the person know, I have brethren. You may not have anything to give, but that you visit, I hope you know it has a reward. Praise God. It's neglected. But I'm telling you, it's very, very important. That's why he said, I was sick, you did not visit me. Amen. People are thinking that is hospital evangelism. That's not hospital evangelism. He said, inasmuch as you've done it to the least of these my brethren. So he's talking about Christians. He's not talking about unbelievers who are in the hospital. It is an evangelical field. But when you talk about brethren, that action, you are in position to visit a brother and sister, you refuse to go, God will hold it against you. So when you go, it's a ministry. You go to comfort the person. You go to let the person cheer up. And you help the needy. You are doing it to Christ. Okay, I've dwelt too much on that because I see a lot of deficiency in these areas in this ministry. Praise the Lord. Okay. The next question. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Sir, please, my question. You actually touch part of it, but I just want to be more convinced.
Yes.
Concerning these spiritual gifts, is it possible?
Hello.
Sorry. Hilary from Portugal. Hello.
Hello, sir. Hello, I'm telling you.
Shalom. We're hearing you, Hilary. Okay, we lost that call. Yes, sister?
Is it possible for somebody to say that he did not understand his or her gifts?
Why?
Because this issue of sensation in the hand, it wasn't the way other people are having it. And since this week I've been asking God, what is the meaning of this?
Which one is your own?
As if someone is hitting me in hell. It's so hot, and I'll be, what is this? And I'll be in the kitchen. Nobody is sick around me, but this thing will be so hot, I'll be hitting me like say, nanel.
No, it's a manifestation. Now, when this thing starts initially, it must not be that somebody needs your prayer. It is God's own way of trying to get you to be used to Him around you. Just His own way of letting you get used to His presence. It happens like that initially, and later on, it bursts out with a gift.
The other one is concerning this recent one you just talked about, showing love. So, the Bible said that the least of my brethren.
Yes.
So, I wanted to ask, issue of love, is it not normal to show everybody love? Is it only the brethren, the believers?
Oh, a Christian is identified by love. Does God show love only to the believers? When you have the Holy Ghost, you have God dwelling in you, and the Bible says, God is love, and he that loveth is of God. William Branham put it this way. He said, the first test, evidence that you have received the Holy Ghost. He said, number one evidence that you have received the Holy Ghost is that you come to a point where you see somebody is your enemy. Somebody wants to kill you. Somebody hates you. And you just see yourself, you can't help, but you still see yourself loving that person. He said, that is number one evidence you have received the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Yes, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Pastor. When
let's answer this. Brother Chijoke from Norway. God bless you, Pastor. I have two questions. Has Satan been cast down from heaven or yet to be cast down? According to Revelation 12:4, Satan will be kicked out of heaven after the rapture. Because William Branham said when the church goes up, then Satan will be kicked out. Because there will be nobody to accuse when Christ has moved from the mercy seat. Okay. Secondly, in Genesis 6:1-3, the sons of God, I believe, were the sons of Seth. While the daughters of men were the daughters of Cain. Mixed marriage. Am I wrong? Please tell me. Your second question, you are 100% correct. Your first question, let me take it again. Your first question, you say, has Satan been cast down from heaven or yet to be casted down according to Revelation? You say, according to Revelation 12:4, Satan will be kicked out of heaven after the rapture. I think you are misquoting that Revelation chapter 12. Can we read it? Amen. Revelation chapter 12 from verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. That is Israel. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in bed, and pained to be delivered. When was she with a child? She was with a child, the pregnancy. They were pregnant with the manifestation of the prophecy that Isaiah gave. Okay? But attempts to be delivered because she was in great expectation for the coming of their Messiah. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. It is taking us back to the history of Satan. What happened in heaven when he disobeyed God and went into a rebellion, and a one third of the angels were with him. It's going back to heaven. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. That's why he's here on earth now. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered. That dragon now that was cast down. He was here ready to see when that prophecy will be fulfilled. Ready to devour her child as soon as it was born. That was why Herod sent those wise men, planned to kill the son. It was not Herod. It was that old dragon. I was looking for that child to kill him. And she brought forth a man child. Israel is that woman that brought forth a man child. Who is that child? Jesus. Who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. When will he rule? When will he rule the whole nations with the rod? When? In the millennium. 1,000 years. That is when you will do it. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. We know when it happened. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260, that is 3.5 years in the tribulation period. After the rapture, the tribulation period. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And the dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So he has long been cast out. Not that he will be cast out. He has been cast out. That's why he's wandering to and fro. No resting place for him. Praise the Lord. I think I've answered him. Okay, next. Yes?
Yeah, good evening, Pastor. My question is this. I want to know, is it right for a Christian to sell alcohol?
To sell alcohol? Is it right for a Christian?
To drink alcohol. Is it right for a Christian to drink alcohol? Second question.
Is it right for a Christian to drink alcohol?
Yes.
The Spirit of God in this age. Hello, Chukudi. The Spirit of God in this age has forbidden believers to drink alcohol except on the Lord's table for what it signifies. Is it what?
Is it also right for a Christian to play all this wildlife music, hip-hop music?
Amen.
Like Michael Jackson, music like Michael Jackson, hip-hop, high-life music.
Praise the Lord. Any music that does not edify you, any music that does not glorify God, any music that it's not a spiritual music. I don't know. No true Christian will enjoy it. The spirit in us cannot entertain such music. It offends your spirit man. It offends you. When you hear it, it offends you. So no true Christian will enjoy that. And if you find yourself enjoying such things, you certainly need deliverance. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Sir, my question is on covenant.
Covenant.
Yes. Because when I give my life to Christ new, I was full of zeal. Then, I enter into a covenant without the proper knowledge of God.
Covenant with who?
With God in a particular group called intercessor. One day, while we are praying, the leader of the intercessor said he received a message from God that we should enter into a covenant that we'll be praying in that particular intercessor in as far as we are still in Lagos, and we enter into that covenant. But at a time, I discovered that something was going wrong in that covenant, and I wanted to leave. I leave. Then, after some time, a revelation came from other sister that God is not happy with me because of I enter into a covenant that I break out. So now I want to ask, what is the proper way of coming out of that covenant, from that covenant?
Listen, church, listen. Listen. A lot of us, out of overzealousness, we enter into things that end up destroying our Christian faith. First and foremost, let me make this comment. A vow that you are coerced into taking is null and void before God. Every vow must be done willingly. If somebody says the precondition to remain in the prayer group is that you must take a vow or a covenant. And because you want to remain in the group, you decide to take that vow, that covenant, God does not honor it. In this period of grace, church, listen, if you are going to make a vow You must make it willingly. And any vow you make willingly, God will demand it from you. But He's still a merciful God. If out of overzealousness, you make a stupid vow, because every vow you make, you have positioned yourself for Satan to go after you. In that area, that is where you'll be facing your temptation till. Let the young girl, let the young man that just gave his life to Christ on fire, never you say, "Lord, I vow that I will not open my leg for any man. Father, the day I do it, kill me." Some do that. Some say it. The day I do it, Father, withdraw your peace from me. In fact, they always say, "Kill me." As soon as you make it, Satan will recruit his demons. Anywhere you go, before nobody there tell you, anywhere you go, from the church, the group you are there, a brother will begin to chase you. Anywhere you go, you are looking for any favor, they will say, "Well, before this, give it to me." And Satan will bring frustration all around you. He will not leave you until the day you fall. And the day you fall, now the same demon will tell you, say, "Oh yeah, die, die, die. You must die, you must die. Your dream, not death. Anywhere, not death." I call those vows stupid vows. You are wherever you are by His grace. Be humble to say, "Lord, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil." And do by all means to run away from all evil. Stay clean. And the more you do that, you humble yourself and submit yourself to His grace and mercy, He gives you more power to resist it. He gives you more power to resist it. But when you say you vow in the area of such things, you are in trouble. I am telling you, man and woman, when you hear me talk like this, I am talking as a pastor. I have seen things. I have heard things. I have handled cases. If anybody has made such a vow, now go before the Lord and say, "Father, that vow that I made that time, Father, I lose myself from that vow today. I will only depend on your mercy. But I promise you, Lord, I don't want to defile myself." Now, when you do that, you see victory, 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 victory. And knowing that, because sometimes you think you are somebody, the Bible says he would think he stands. Take heed lest you fall. Every one of us, "Lord, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from all evil." That is the prayer Jesus Christ said we should pray. Okay. Who is next? Yes? I have a few more minutes. We need to pray.
Praise God. Pastor, I want to ask, this time is disturbing me. Before my mom died...
Can I answer this first?
I say,
Emmanuel from Akwa Ibom, Nigeria. If someone who has not received the Holy Ghost asks God in prayers of anything, will he get the answers to the prayers? The answer is yes. If you come by faith, he will quickly answer even the unbeliever, because he wants you to know that he is real. Believing that when he answers you, you will appreciate it and give your life to him. Yes, the next question. Secondly, who is Melchizedek? Can we say he is God? Thirdly, those who will not make it to the rapture and refuse the mark of the beast, will they pay with their blood? And how? Thank you, John the Baptist of our time. I am not John the Baptist of our time because nobody will cut my head. If you are listening to me from Akwa Ibom, open Hebrew chapter 7. Who is Melchizedek? Hebrew chapter 7, I think verse 1. Let's read it from verse 1 up to verse 5 or so. This is who he is. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, verse 2, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. This is who he is. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abided a priest continually. Who did Abraham meet? He met the Almighty God in the form of a human being. He met God face to face. Hey! Abraham met God face to face. Praise the Lord. Okay, God bless you. But you know, the Bible says that among men born of women, including Abraham, including Moses, it says, none has been greater than John the Baptist. He said, nevertheless, the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. What he's saying is, I am greater than John the Baptist. Anybody here that is born again, you are greater than John the Baptist. Why? What makes that greatness like that? Amen. Because John the Baptist was under a covenant. See with the blood of animal. But we are under the covenant. See with the blood of Jesus Christ. We are higher. We are higher. We are higher. We are higher. Our covenant is a better covenant than their covenant. Would you jump up and shout, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Abraham met God face to face. But we have God dwelling in us. Hey! Glory! Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is who we are. That is who we are. That is who we are. Hallelujah.